online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Hey, Matt, we're good friends, right?
Last check we are.
Some, you know, 4 or 5 years we've been friends and we've known each other. We're in each other's lives all the time.
Twitter may have been bad for some things, like Donald Trump, for instance. Twitter did provide some good moments, though, including the fact that we actually became friends.
Yeah, so, I mean, interesting story, obviously.
So it kind of balances out.
Yeah, but anyway, enough of that. As friends, right, as bros, let's go this path. As bros, we share lots of things with each other.
Sometimes too much.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Not often. But anyway, there are some things in your life that I feel that I should know as a bro. Like, say, for example, when you're going to do something cool or if you're going on a trip somewhere or whatever interesting things happen in your life that I should know about.
Or whatever I need girl advice, which is weekly.
Like literally every couple of hours.
Actually, yeah.
But anyway, so...
None of it's good, by the way.
Sometimes, like, when you find out news about a bro from another means, it's really hard to think that... My friend's not telling me what I, you know, what I feel that he would normally tell me. Like, I found out about stuff on Facebook about my bro, and that's not cool.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's a fair observation to make.
There's a few little bits of information I found out on Snapchat
about me,
about you.
Yes,
that as a bro, that should have at least been a phone call.
No compromising pictures.
No compromising pictures.
Good.
No, you didn't.
It's good because I haven't taken it, but just in case.
Wow, well, that's a surprise.
I slept, walked, and did it at the same time. That'd be a first. But no, actually did something productive.
On a serious note, there are things in your life going on right now that I feel you should have told me about.
Okay, what is that?
I feel like you found yourself a partner.
I have a funny feeling you haven't told me you're about to say next, judging from the message you sent me yesterday on Snapchat, but go ahead.
You yesterday sent me a Snapchat.
Yes. Well, like, look, it went to everyone.
Okay, well, it went to everyone. So it went to everyone, right? So you didn't specifically tell me. But you sent a Snapchat of you receiving a kiss. On the face.
From my dog.
And up the nose.
That was the part I was not expecting.
What the heck?
My dog, Peppy, because what happened, right, for those that don't follow me on Snapchat, and boy, are you missing out.
Not really.
You're not. Oh my guys, I have two dogs. One's Rocky, who at the time was pretty much flopped on my leg, resting in the sun. And my other dog, Peppy, who basically wants attention 24/7. He was licking my face, just like kissing me to death. And some of the kisses may have kind of slipped up the nostril. And I was trying so hard just to keep a clean face without cracking up.
Oh my goodness, man.
I did really well, actually.
You know, I just realized something you just told me just then.
What?
There's more than one. What the heck? You didn't even tell me about the other one kissing you.
Kitchenradio.com.au